Hey, and welcome to your Monday pep talk. Okay, let's get really honest with ourselves. And this is a conversation I've been mulling over and having with some of my closest people within my own circles. And it comes down to, are you getting the results that you really want? The things that you say you are shooting for, you know, that you want to achieve, the goals that are on your heart. If you get really honest with yourself, are you moving in the right direction? Are you seeing the results that you desire? And how can we get really crystal clear on the direction that you're moving and staying accountable to that? So in today's Monday pep talk, I'm really excited to get you so laser focused on the desires that you really hold in your heart that you know have been placed there with intention. And I hope that at the end of this podcast episode today, you are going to be feeling really good. You're going to be feeling really clear with a little self-reflection, a little check-in on where you're at. And let's keep going. Let's keep moving forward. Let's keep having more fun and having more joy and feeling this excited anticipation of where we are going. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Welcome back to another podcast episode, this Monday pep talk coming in hot. Okay, I love a good Monday. You know I love a good Monday. You know I love working with ambitious women and seeing women win and succeed. And really, again, when I say that, I hope that you can apply that to the way that you define success. Like, I'm not saying that my dreams and the things that I'm chasing are meant for you. And I love getting into the brains and the hearts and the soul of what makes people tick, especially the women within the communities that I work in. Because even though sometimes maybe some of our goals are close or they may seem to mirror each other a little bit, they're the reason why, the mission of your life, it is so unique to you. And if you start having more of these conversations and sitting in circles where the conversations are different, and people aren't talking about other people and getting caught up in the little stuff of life, but really like knowing that there's an urgency on their life and that they want to create change or impact in some way, you are going to just be elevated. So get into more of those circles, get into more of those conversations and communities and find those people. And you know, I always am here to support you as well. We have lots of amazing ways within our wellness community, within Her Collab Co, both in person and online. So if you're somebody that doesn't even live within the immediate area of where we live, you can still soak in the beautiful parts of our community. But a conversation that I have actually been having with people is had a couple of weeks of feeling maybe a little stuck. You probably maybe heard that a little bit in the podcast, just the conversations that maybe I was having and some of the reflections that I was having. And not in a bad way. I really believe, and I know just from experience, that this is the way life, business, health, like there's ebbs and flows in all things. And at the time of this recording, it's actually like the full-on solar eclipse. It's April 8th. And again, there are so many, I love listening to people talk about the energy of what's happening now, like what's happening as a collective worldwide. And I think you can feel it. I mean, I can feel it. And I think that if we are really aware, more aware of this, and we are open-minded, like imagine how we could use this energy to anchor into more truth, into creating or recreating and realigning and deepening our mission with this fresh sense and lens of urgency and excitement and joy. Because I want you to achieve your wildest dreams personally, within your health, professionally, whatever that looks like to you. I don't know what that looks like to you, but I would love to know. So come and let me know over on Instagram, because sometimes you just have to sit with people that don't think your ideas are crazy, because not every person within your maybe family or friend group is going to understand what you're doing. And I think you have to become perfectly okay with being misunderstood. This has been a life lesson of mine over many years, and that's okay. Like, and like, there are lots of people like us that want to see you win and that will understand the craziest of ideas and the goals, and really hold you accountable to that. Like, that's the next step. So in today's podcast episode, when I sat down and I prayed over what I wanted to talk to you about today, it really was just making sure that you are moving towards the results that you desire. And so I think, and I know that it is so powerful when we can take pen to paper. So I would encourage you, maybe push pause, go get a journal, or after you're done listening to this, maybe just sit for a few moments and come back to it. Or maybe you have to listen to this again and just walk through some of these ideas and contemplate. I understand that our time is so valuable. And if you are like me with a young family, like, how many times do you get to just sit with your thoughts and just sit in peace? So we're really maybe going to have to work a little bit harder at creating and finding that space. Maybe it'll be tomorrow morning within your morning routine block that you're going to do, or maybe you can habit stack this at the end of your day when you're getting into that like restful state and breathing into your body and calming down after the day. So wherever this meets you, just create some space, because I've said this to you before, making sure we take the time to be self-aware, to not be on autopilot, will redirect and make sure that you are moving towards the results that you desire. Because if on the flip side, if we're constantly in this like fight or flight and this stressed out state and on autopilot, not really checking back in and not having that level of awareness of time and energy and well-being and happiness and joy and sadness and all the things that make up this human experience, I think you're going to have some regret. Like, I think you'll look back and think that maybe you had wasted some time, or maybe there was missed opportunities. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that for me, and I don't want that for you. So this is also what I'm sitting with. These are the questions I'm asking myself. Am I getting the results that I really want? And for myself, I'm looking at things within my health, my home, my businesses, and things are great. Like, if I really get honest with myself, things are really great. But I feel like personally, I'm at a state where, oh, these are the things that I said I want to achieve, and now this is where I'm at. So it kind of requires a new level or a new vision or refinement of that vision of what the next step is, because I'm not done. I have not arrived and everything's figured out and perfect. It's not that. But when I was casting a vision for how my days would look, how I would be spending my time, that I had these businesses, that I was feeling this love and support in my marriage, and you know, the way that our family spends our time and who we spend it with, like, it's all good. But there is more. There's always more. And not in a way of like, not fulfilled more, because I feel very fulfilled. If nothing else, I hope this comes across right. If I never achieved anything else in my life, I would still be super fulfilled and so happy. So I feel like making these goals and setting these goals is not coming from a place of lack or scarcity. It's just from excited anticipation and wanting to show up as the woman that I believe God has put me here to be, with the things on my heart that are put on my heart for a reason. So I hope that you can apply that to your life too. Really, we're going to talk about, like, you know, what do our days kind of look and feel like? Maybe a few areas that we could kind of tweak and just make sure that you are feeling good. Because you might also be listening to this, and there are seasons of that, right? Like I said, I'm reflecting on this, like, okay, what are the next things that are important to me? And I don't have those results yet. So I want to make sure that I am on the right trajectory. So if you are sitting there being like, nope, not even close, you know, I said I wanted to do this thing, or I started this thing and it's not, you know, maybe I'm not getting the clients or the customers that I want, or maybe I'm not getting the revenue that I desire, or maybe I said I was going to start those workouts and I've fallen off the wagon. You know what I mean? Like, maybe this applies to personal, professional. You get to choose what this is. Hopefully we can take a holistic approach, because for me, it's the holding and the, like, the duality of all of it, right? Like, I want to enjoy my personal life. I love what I do professionally. That brings me so much joy. So let's just talk through a few things. I hope you can take some time to maybe reflect and write some things down on paper. And be honest, be vulnerable, you know, with yourself. Maybe you pull somebody in and have some of these conversations. But I just really want to hold you accountable to what you know deep down you really desire. And there are people that will hold you accountable in a safe, supportive, productive way, not necessarily like in a way that feels really harsh or too much, or it's like the hustle grind factor. Like, that's not what we're here for. So let's do this little check-in. And I just have a few things that kind of landed when I was praying over, okay, what are we talking about? And what do I really hope will land for you in a way that will make this week feel really good for you, and just make sure that you're like harnessing in and anchoring into the energies of what's happening, but moving forward. So first things first, the power of our mindset. So many of us think that we just have to do, go, 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 do more, work harder. And I believe me, I've been of that mindset before, but let's just make it really, really simple. Your mindset, the power of your mind, the beliefs that you hold on to, the way you see yourself, the way you talk to yourself, things that have been programmed into your subconscious that you have no control over, potentially even generationally, but also from like a young child, things that have happened to you, traumas, you know, like all of that makes you who you are today. And your self-awareness and ability on your own or with support to be able to move through that is mindset. You hear people talk about mindset coaching. It is some of the most impactful work you will ever do. And so if you are sitting here, if I'm asking the question, are you getting the results that you really want? I want you to think about that. Are you forcing, pushing, doing, or are you using the awareness and the power of your mind to anchor into what you desire and recognizing that we have to change our mindset? We have to change our level of belief. And I was actually on a coaching call over the weekend that really reminded me of this so deeply. I mean, this has been work that I have been doing for so many years, and I really attribute that to being able to move on the things that are really important to me and to have that level of belief in myself and in my potential. Because if I listen to, you know, teenage Natasha, or like in my early 20s, you know, when we're still figuring ourselves out and we're trying to figure out who we are in this world, I would have given up so many times, you know, because there's times where things are really good and momentum is shifting and you're riding that wave and you're winning. And then there's times where things are not working. And it's really having this ability to see yourself, love yourself through the limiting beliefs, through the patterns of things that hold us stuck, through the things that we tell ourselves through our self-talk. So if you are not getting the results that you really want, I would really challenge you to anchor in, like root in, and just trust that if you work on your mindset and you take the time to understand how you can shift some of these patterns and beliefs. I mean, again, there's coaches, there's courses, there's programs, there's just being in community with people that understand that because they operate in a different way. I mean, we have lots of those replays over in our hub, the Her Collab Collective Hub, that I've got a link in here for you. You could have 14 days in there and try it for free. See what we're talking about in there. These are the conversations we're having. Anyone who is high achieving and desires more understands the power of their mindset and not being on autopilot and dealing with some of the stuff that's bubbling below the surface. And while there's no like quick fix and way to like, you know, work through this really fast, I also want to challenge you to think that some of the things that you are really setting as an intention and a goal and saying that you really desire to achieve, when you use the power of your mindset and have that level of awareness, maybe it actually doesn't have to be hard and it doesn't have to take a long time. Because sometimes when we set these goals, we're thinking and telling ourselves based off of previous experiences or things people have told us, things that are in our subconscious mind, that it has to be hard. You know, it's going to take a long time. We get into our mind. So just be aware of the power of your mindset and maybe journal over that a little bit. Like, if you're here, I know you're a self-aware human. So where are you at right now? And how can we really anchor and harness into the power of that fresh new mindset that's going to get you to your results? The next thing I really want you to think about is, how big are you really dreaming? How big are you really dreaming? I want you to dream big. And I also think if you're sitting here and you're like, well, I don't even know what I'm going for right now, then I think that just calls in some time and space. I would encourage you to pray, to meditate, to just be open. And I believe God will send you people, circumstances, opportunities for you to really identify what that is for you. And for me, I've also been sitting in this the last many, many weeks of just being like, what is the next thing? Like, what is the next step? What is the next part of this vision that I know was placed on my heart and in my mind and in my soul so deeply? And so how can I dream a little bigger, especially looking at my current reality of being like, wow, I have prayed for these things. I have dreamed about this. I have worked hard to get this. I have used my mindset and all these tools and these resources and all the things that I have been really actively pursuing over the last more than a decade. But really think about that and be honest with yourself. Are you dreaming big? And if not, why? And if not, what? If you don't know what it is right now, how can you be open? And how can you maybe free flow a little bit about the things that you do get you excited, that you have this inkling or this feeling would be really, really exciting and fun and bring you joy and create impact and income and whatever that is, especially as it relates to your personal or your professional life, sorry. But also think about your personal life. You know, it's not just business, because again, let's look at this like holistic approach to our entire being and what we get to experience. So just get honest with yourself. Are you dreaming big? Can you have some of these conversations with people in your circle? Like, do you have that circle of friends? And if not, come hang out with us, okay? And then again, also identifying what old beliefs and patterns are holding you stuck. Are you feeling stuck? I guess would be the first question. Or where are you feeling some friction? Maybe it's feeling really heavy and hard, or maybe you're just feeling a little bit of friction. Let that be something that's like a little messenger telling you and showing you where the redirection could be. But the reality is, if you don't give yourself enough time to think about these things and really identify, because sometimes you might just be like, oh, that day felt really terrible. You know, like that was a hard day. But do you give yourself the time to really think about what happened in that day? Like, what did you experience? What was your play in that? Like, how did you contribute to what happened? How did you respond to what was happening around you if you weren't in control of that situation? Were there old beliefs or patterns that you kind of were leaning on, or how you reacted to what happened? Like, give yourself some time to reflect. We don't want to be living only on autopilot. And I think sometimes we think life is like dictating our time and our energy. And believe me, I feel that way sometimes too, because like my kids do come first. My marriage does come first. And I know we live in a culture where people are like, put yourself first and be selfish. And that's a conversation for another day, because I used to maybe have some of those thoughts. And maybe I even said those in some of the social media posts and the coaching that I did. But I have a very different perspective on that now. And while I have those feelings sometimes where I maybe can't control all of my time or all of my energy, I am willing to look at what I can control. And I am looking to look at what beliefs and patterns may be holding me stuck or having me experience things over and over again. Like, what is my part and how can I shift that through my actions, through my mindset, you know? So hopefully you're seeing some commonalities in just this conversation today of ways that you can shift and bring a deeper level of awareness into where you're going, especially if you're sitting here being like, I am not achieving, seeing in my current reality the results that I really, really want in my life or my relationships or my health or my business. The next thing I really want you to consider, and this is what I've done the last couple of weeks as well too, when I was feeling some friction or some hard, was just, what am I consuming? What am I consuming in person, online, the conversations I'm having? This, I mean, I am so passionate about that. And that is why I'm so hyper aware of who I spend my time with, the communities I am in. Like, I'm very, very intentional about this. But as it relates to social media, to in-person relationships and friendships, maybe it's television. I don't know. Maybe it's movies. I don't know what it is for you. But what are you consuming? That is shaping your current reality. It's shaping your thoughts. It's affecting your energy. So do you need to consider a fast? Like, do you need to fast social media for a bit? Do you need to fast or just unfollow certain people? Are there things and humans or groups that are triggering you, you know, and not bringing out your best self, that are holding you back from the results that you really desire? And you can identify that, because just as the food that we consume is going to build up our resiliency and perseverance in our body, what you consume, what you hear, what you are taking in with your eyes, you guys, it affects you. It affects your energy. You know, when you go down a rabbit hole, how that leaves you feeling, or that feeling when you've been scrolling for too long and in a distracted state, that you're missing out on opportunities to not be on autopilot, to not numb out. And maybe it's not being productive. Maybe it's just reading a book of something that's pouring into your soul or into your spirit or into your faith or your personal kind of growth and development. So if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like the results that you are saying you desire, you're not getting, I really want you to consider this. What are you consuming in person and online? And then I want to leave you, so you're like, okay, I still want to keep moving towards the things that I identify that are really important for me within my health, personal relationships, personal life, my home, my business, whatever that is, your career. Here's something that I would love for you to do. And this is like a bigger topic. I love we get to do so much more of this in my wellness community because we have such brilliant coaching in there. And one of the things that we do as people are setting these goals is talk about taking pen to paper. Okay, again, we say this all the time, but there is something so beautiful, energetic, scientifically, that shows that when you're putting pen to paper, you're actually shifting energy through your body and moving towards what it is that you really desire. So don't overthink this. I don't want you to overthink this. But here is a simple routine that I'm going to challenge you with as you sit here and you contemplate some of the things I'm talking about today. You really apply this to your own life, really looking at, are you getting the results you desire? And maybe it's that this like little tweak and realignment of just not being on autopilot. Sorry, words hard today. Not being on autopilot, but actually having this fresh energy and excitement towards what you are moving towards. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm not even going to edit that out because this is a real life conversation. Okay, so let's get like really honest with ourselves of what we're moving towards. So, and maybe you can't do this in a day, you guys. This might be something that's going to take you a week or a couple days or I don't know, a day, just to really sit with like, okay, what is it? Is this what I really desire? And where am I moving towards? Then what I want you to build into your morning habit stack specifically, I think this is the best time of the day to do this. I'm getting back and doing this as well too within some of the communities that I'm in. It really works and it just helps anchor you into almost this like healthy obsession of what you're moving towards. I want you to write down 7 times every single morning a goal. I personally will do it. I do personal and professional like goal. I do them. So that's technically 14 times. But there's, you're reworking the subconscious mind when you are giving attention to what this goal is. And the other very important aspect of this, and I'm sure you've done work like this before, is you are writing your goal as it's already achieved, like it's active. You're not saying, I want to call in 10 coaching clients over the next 6 months or whatever. Like, be very specific. Instead, what you would say is, I am so happy and grateful to be working with 10 incredible women that align with my values in supporting them in their health and well-being and being this active participant in their success. Maybe it's not that long, but you know what I mean? You see the switch. It's not, I want to, it's already happening, because our mind actually doesn't know what's happening in real time or if we're visualizing it and seeing it in the future. That is unbelievable. So when you can, and I've said this before in the podcast, if you desire great things, if you desire the results that we're talking about today, start showing up like it's already yours. It's already on the way to you. You need to bring that to you, and it will condense and collapse timelines like you have no idea. I believe so deeply in this. So writing down, work this into your morning routine. I think it's a beautiful way to just, again, be so intentional about how you're spending your time, be focused on where you're going. So if you can work this into some, even 5 to 10 minutes, it doesn't have to take long. Writing something, a sentence 7 times does not have to take a long time. But in your morning habit stack, sit down with a beautiful journal, write out 7 times what it is that you're going towards, like the result that you can define as actively in the present tense as possible. Write it 7 times and then sit there and visualize it, you living that truth and living that current reality. And I've heard so many coaches over the years say that when we are achieving and moving towards a goal, 80% of it is the power of our mind and our mindset. 20% is actually the action. So think about that. Like, how are you living? Are you doing more 80, you know, action and 20 mindset? Let's like balance that out and even maybe push it in the other direction. But don't overthink this. I think it's so easy to set a goal, right? Create the vision board, which I love, or like put it on a sticky note and put it out of mind, out of sight. But if you're sitting here knowing that you're created for more, you desire more of those results, then something has to shift if you're not getting there. And that's okay. I do believe in timing. I know that, like, trusting the process, refining our skill set, our mindset, like there are parts of the journey that you can't speed up, but maybe it doesn't have to be as hard or take as long as maybe you think it does. And so I hope that you can use this conversation today to really anchor into this beautiful eclipse energy. And I really believe there's going to continue to be some unbelievable shifts, like globally. And I'm watching women every single day step into their personal power and create change and be light. And we need more of that. So I hope that you can spend some time contemplating and really marinating on some of the things that we talked about. Be honest with yourself, have this level of awareness, but don't be afraid to dream bigger or to refine that vision that you have for yourself. And then I would really love for you to take from this a new, beautiful part of this morning routine that you can build in. Like, just, it's a couple minutes, but just allow yourself 5 to 10 minutes really to use the power of your mind to live in that current reality of living what it is that you say you desire and see what happens. Like, don't sit here and tell me it doesn't work. Give yourself 30 days. And see where you land, see where you're at, see how you feel, and see if you're getting closer to the results that you actually desire. So I am here cheering for you. If I can support you in any way, whether it's within our wellness community, whether it is within our Her Collab Coke community as well, we always have lots of beautiful events going on in person, online, or if one-on-one coaching is something that might be of interest, I'm here to support you, and I want to see you win, to get the results that you desire. And I just think there's so much beauty, and there's people waiting on the other side of you getting out of your way that need what you have. And sometimes it just takes us having a little pep talk like this, or getting into the right circle of people who can see us in our highest potential and will keep us accountable to that. So have fun with this. Get into the journaling. 7 goals every single day. Write it 7 times. Sorry, not 7 goals. 1 goal, 7 times. And see where this takes you. I would actually really love to connect with you over on Instagram if you have any feedback or you start integrating this. But I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your week as you get this week started. I'm sending you all of my love, and I will catch you back here on Thursday. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.